What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
My mind's playing. Tricks on me, why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind, oh,
it's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey guys, it's Kelsey. I wanted to make a quick announcement before we get into this week's episode. The girls and I are super excited to announce that we're going to be doing some live recordings of Self-Helpless at the Hollywood Improv. We are stoked. We're going to be doing a couple shows where it's going to be us performing our stand-up as well as recording a live episode. And the dates are October 30th at 7:30 p.m. and November 28th at 7:30 p.m. You can get tickets at Hollywood.improv.com, or you can get tickets at any of our websites. So you can go to kelseycook.com, ttomcomedy.com, or delaneyfisher.com. We've got the links for all of those. We're especially excited about the October 30th one because we're doing a Halloween themed show. So if you come in costume. We're going to be in costume. And October 30th is a Monday. November 28th is a Tuesday. So if you live in the LA area, we would love to have you there. Mark your calendars, grab tickets. And without further ado, here is this week's episode.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And this is Self-Helpless. Did I already say that? Delaney, it's contagious.
Yeah, I'm rubbing off on you.
I was like, oh no, what's next? It's coming back around. It's my turn again.
There weren't any... Here we goes, though.
Here we go. And it's happening.
There it is.
Hey, you guys. We're so excited to be back this week. We are currently sitting at not our usual spot where we record. We're at Delaney's kitchen table, and We got sushi. We went for a walk, and we got some store cake and macaroons, and we're feeling good. Let me tell you. That's
store cake.
No, store
cake. Grossest way to describe a dessert.
It was delicious. I think store cake's better than what?
Homemade cake?
We went to a specialty Korean bakery pretty much in the grocery store. It wasn't like Ralph's or whatever, which is still like
Ralph's,
okay.
It was a place called California Market.
It was a cake snob. It's not like we went to Ralph's. I grew up in Ralph's, I'll have you know, and I turned out just fine.
Ralph is my father, so fuck you.
Store cakes continue.
Yeah, we're going to plug our socials up top. Please follow us all on Instagram, especially. Tell us if we're sexing it up enough.
We're so thirsty.
Dude, thirsty.
I'm trying to get thirstier.
Oh my
gosh.
About it. Yeah, we talked about it last week. We're really trying to figure out what makes a good Instagram, you know?
Yeah, tell us.
Write to us at selfhelplesspodcast. podcast@gmail.com. Right. Give us suggestions. Tell us what to do. Please don't like ask for naked pictures. We're not going to do that. But like, yeah. if you're like, I'd like to see more. Well, okay.
Speak for all of us, Taylor. And I mean, Delaney, there are three of us.
Delaney's email is her private email. on Twitter, I'm at Taylor Tomlinson. My website's ttomcomedy.com. And my Instagram is at ttomcomedy. Perfect. What about you, Delaney?
Delaney Fisher across the board, DelaneyFisher.com. You know.
Y'all know. I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and KelseyCook.com for tour dates.
And if you're not already subscribed or you haven't already rated us 5 stars and given us a review on iTunes or on Facebook, we have a Facebook page, please do that. That would be so cool. We would love that. We love reading them. We do read all of them to each other multiple times as we're falling asleep. We have bunk beds. And Delaney, actually, you have a couple that we wanted to read, right?
I do.
Let's kick this off right.
I'm kicking it off. I'm drinking a glass of red wine right now, you guys, because I'm in the privacy of my own home. Okay, so the first one I want to read is by B. Conto, and the heading is "So Good" in all caps. And it says, these girls are hilarious, down to earth, and so relatable. They have natural chemistry, and the content is great. Definitely a must-listen podcast.
So oh,
that
nice.
Is just thank you. Nice. Shout out to B. Conto. That sounded a little bit,
maybe,
you know,
maybe not in the breathe you want to make.
I'm not gonna breathe. B. Conto, everybody, go check it out. Oh, this is a good one. This is by ENM.
Okay.
5617. I almost said M&M 516, but either way, it says amazing.
You repping Detroit over there?
Yeah.
What's up, I'm Rabbit? Rapping.
Yo, yeah. These girls are talking about. Anyway, these girls are talking about self-help in such a real way. They aren't scared of it or embarrassed. It's interesting information, and it's given in hilarious format that always has me waiting impatiently for the next episode.
So nice.
Dude, so nice. So nice. Thank you, ENM. Eminem's brother or distant cousin.
Much less successful.
Yeah.
But hey,
appreciate it.
Way less women bashing. Yeah. I've heard. Just really, really,
really pro women.
Yeah.
Really pro women.
That's why he didn't blow up. He was too pro women. And people don't like that. Yeah. Hashtag
rub
Trump's
some
America.
Dirt in our face, I guess. Yeah.
For our quotable segment, Kelsey, do you have a quote this week?
I do. This is a good old refrigerator magnet I have. I've had it for a long time. It's one of those things I would consider getting a tattoo of just because I need to be told it constantly. It is "Let go or be dragged."
Oh,
that's a good one.
I'm gonna take a sip of wine to let that
sure
sink in.
Let that marinate.
That puts all the power in your hands.
Yeah,
it
really does.
Let go or be. What does that mean to you? That quote. Like to when you read that.
So I obsess and I ruminate on especially mistakes I make and I drag myself down, and it's like a domino effect that I'm not focusing on things I need to be focusing on work wise, or I'm just being really mean to myself. So until I can let go of that, I feel like picturing myself dragging behind a fucking old school wagon, like a horse taken off, and I'm just getting battered around.
So you need to like cut that rope.
Yeah, I need to let go.
An axe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Or if you don't let go of, you know, whatever else, and then you just get dragged through your ex-boyfriend's
relationships.
Instagram.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bad relationships. That's why it's so good, because it's a 5-word quote. It's so simple, yet can be applied in many ways.
Yeah. Also works with the new slang term. Being dragged is a new slang term for being like shit on, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah. I did not know.
Cool. You were dragging them. You got
dragged.
That's a slang term. It's new, right? Whoa. I have younger sisters.
Is this an Urban Dictionary situation?
I think here. I'll look it up.
Maybe
I'm pretty sure.
On Urban Dicks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
okay. You're making it a lot worse.
Yeah. Got Wisconsin Urban Dicks out there.
Urban Dictionary drag. Yeah. Okay. Here, I'll show you.
I just found out what woke was. It's one of
you
these
just
situations.
Found out what woke was.
Oh man.
Not too long ago.
Oh, delayed.
You're behind the times.
This is that for, you know,
sure.
Drag is my new woke. It's like, oh,
girl, you
new?
So woke now.
I'm so woke now that I'm getting dragged up and down.
Yeah. Drag. When you roast someone harshly, someone supporting you might say this word. Okay, here's the example. Boy, your forehead built like a helicopter landing pad. Ooh, drag him, cuz.
What?
Yeah. It's like, so like if you were like, hey, you're stupid and ugly, I would be like, drag him, Delaney.
Oh, you're talking to a man. You're egging me on to drag somebody. Yep.
Like, but you're dragging that person.
Oh, interesting.
If you don't let go, if you're just holding on real tight to everything, someone's going to roast you.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I'm sorry
also,
I brought this up.
This is good to know.
My nickname in my family is Pitbull. Because I like, you know how pit bulls will like latch onto something like, yes. Rawr, rawr, like that's how I am with everything. Like I'm so stubborn and I like, You guys don't feel like that with me with the podcast? I feel like sometimes I'm like, Kelsey, let go. Like you're being a fucking pit bull.
I mean,
describe you as a pit bull.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like in the way you've described yourself with the perfectionism, because I relate to that, like holding on to stuff.
Yeah, really tightly.
I had a real moment. I had some stuff that I was really holding on to career-wise, like things that I was holding on to that I was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I wasn't ready to do that. Or like, oh, I was doing this hacky bit, or I was doing this, or I should have done this better. I should have spent more time at this club. And I just had this really interesting moment of clarity this weekend. I don't remember what I was doing or listening. I was listening to something and I was just like, you know what? If I just like decide to be okay with myself, it's probably fine, right?
Yeah, it's on you.
Yeah. And like, even if something happened or someone said something shitty about me and was just like, that joke's stupid, like, or it was like, you don't deserve what you get, or like something that you worry about, it's like, just be okay with you. And then I don't think that stuff hits you as hard. But if you're always bracing for impact, which I saw this great quote, someone posted this on Instagram for Beyonce's birthday. a national holiday recognized by Kelsey. And it said, the world will see you the way you see you and treat you the way you treat yourself.
That is really
good.
Yeah, you so gotta be so grounded in your own stuff and how you feel about yourself that you can't let anybody affect you. No other words outside. I feel like I'm getting buzzed right now, you guys. I don't know if you can tell. My buzz is kicking in. But yeah, like you, nobody can say anything to like stop your momentum.
Yeah.
Because you're just doing you. It's kind of like what we talked about in The War of Art.
Yeah.
That we just talked about, right?
Yeah.
As long as you're good with yourself.
I feel like you're really good at that. I feel like you are very comfortable with yourself. I feel like you don't hold on to mistakes you've made, or maybe you just don't make any mistakes, but
Perfect, so that's not
so that doesn't really apply to you.
I am very I internalize it. I'm very internal. I don't talk about it a lot, you know, and like you guys are probably around a lot more comics than I am on a daily basis, where you're probably telling people stuff like that. But like, you know, my boyfriend is wonderful, but he's not a comedian. He doesn't get anything like that.
Yeah.
So when I'm like, oh man, I had this like really weird moment on stage tonight. He's just like, oh, that's
he's like, what is
weird.
Stage?
Yeah. the stage? What is the stage you speak of?
That's my impression of a normal person with a real job. What is stage? What is adulation?
Oh,
you
man.
Have 5,000 followers? What?
Yeah. But my problem is sometimes I get too scared to try certain things where I'm not even allowing myself to criticize myself because I'm not doing it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've been putting a lot of things off.
Yeah.
Like that thing I was supposed to film got pushed and now it's pushed for a couple weeks. You know what I mean? Like when I could probably just buckle down and do that tonight. You know? So, I mean, we all got weird self-doubt and shit.
That's the worst when you let it like affect future decisions. When you're like, well, I can't do that because this might happen and I can't let this happen.
Right.
God. This is right. Well, on a more positive
note, we're here to bear our souls to you so you feel better about
that. Somber quotables. Wow.
Yeah. Pitbull Kelsey.
We usually don't. Usually quotables are like, yeah, man, like we totally can go for it. We get all pumped up. And this one, we're like, man, I really hate myself.
I got to treat me better. Yeah. our wine and cake has lulled us.
And we're also starting way later than we usually do.
I know, that's true. We're in a very pensive mood.
We are.
We've already hung out for a little while. Usually we see each other and we're like, let's get recorded. And then it's just like three happy puppies getting to know each other again.
We're in a food coma, like a dessert coma. We found out, Pitbull is a thing that you call yourself. I feel like you're more like a poodle.
Yeah,
you know, like
a poodle. I fucking hate poodles. Like they're all yippy and ugly. I don't want to be a poodle.
You're like a pit bull with a bow in its hair.
You're a disguised pit bull. Disguise is like, I don't know. like a dancer.
She's trying to call you pretty.
Yeah, you're like a pretty pit bull. Not that pit bulls aren't pretty. I think we're offending
Kelsey's
pit bulls
like, no,
everywhere.
I put my hair up on stage now.
Fuck you, man.
I'm a pit bull.
I'm a pit bull.
I'm a poodle. Sets.
Yeah.
Even though
fine,
really
you're a pit bull, Kelsey. I take it back. You're not a poodle at all.
Thanks, man.
You are a pit bull with goddamn chains around their neck.
Yeah.
Ready to stuff.
DMX. You're like that dog from Sandlot.
Yeah.
Where they write lore about you. You terrify all the school children. Man, have you guys looked up any of the kids from Sandlot? I was talking to a comic at a club like months ago about this. About we looked up Benny.
Oh yeah, is he still hot? Did,
no, he's like a normal guy. He's like a firefighter now, but he's not that hot. He like really peaked as a kid.
How do you go Damn. From?
He peaked in the Sandlot. Oh, he
How
was so hot in the Sandlot. Oh, it's man. Like to the point where like I can't I tried to do a bit about this. I don't know if I tried to tell you this already and I still want it to work, but it's so weird where like I resent that I can't enjoy movies from my childhood because they were so important to my sexual awakening. But now it's weird because you go back and watch and you're like, ooh, Benny, and you're like, oh, he's 12.
I can't.
He's an adult now, but he's not an adult then. Totally. And I feel strange.
I feel like that when I'm watching college basketball because now I'm like oh, they're technically like a decade younger than me, and I'm like, fucking yeah, take it off. I'm like got my hand
they're
down my
legal,
pants.
Though.
I know, but it's still like they're like children. I mean, they're like fresh out of high school, and I'm just like, yeah.
Kelsey's like naked in the stands with war paint.
Yeah, I'm like a gremlin. I get so into some of those college
when
basketball
players.
When you
get wet players. After midnight.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're having a good time. I was gonna try to this is getting weird this is a weird one you guys we're
weird.
Sorry
it's gonna be weird we're talking about journaling today
oh,
so
it's
we're gonna
so
really
weird.
Bare our souls to our listeners
get in it.
It's gonna be personal. You told me not to breathe into the mic and I just blew air into it. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Before the session Kelsey just session before we started recording Kelsey's like don't breathe into the mics you guys because you're like ogres and we were like whatever Pitbull and she's like rawr.
Get your ear
anyway I had a treat yourself I was in Sacramento this last weekend and I was there they have like a comedy condo that you can stay in that's really close to the club but instead I chose to stay an hour away because that's where my grandparents live on like an orchard and it's beautiful and
nice.
It's where I grew up and there's a tire swing and it's just
pretty.
It's my favorite place on planet Earth and so I just made the drive back and forth and stayed there but I had shows you know most every night I was there but I stayed one day I made a point to be there one day that I didn't have anything going on and I took like a full day off like all
Good
I really
you.
Did was go to the gym and that's it. And everything else, like, I woke up at 11. I read a book for, like, an hour and a half.
Whoa.
I know. That is a treat yourself.
Not even
in
speed reading.
Itself. Oh, no.
Real
just
reading.
Just taking my time.
Wow.
And, yeah, oh, my gosh. It was so... And then I just, you know, kind of did some laundry and went to the gym. Like, I still got stuff done, but I didn't write. I didn't stress about stuff. And going into this next week and a half, this won't be released for a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. So whenever you're listening to this, this will have probably already happened, but I'm doing Conan in a little over a week and a half. Yeah.
Woo!
And this next week is just like, just going for it. It's just like, I have 2 to 4 sets booked every night to run that 4.5 minutes into the ground.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And this weekend was like my first like full weekend, just me headlining.
Yeah.
And so it's just, and this whole month since I got back from Montreal has just been a lot of stuff happening and I haven't had a free day. And this was just, I just made some time to carve out a day and it was just so nice. And I went outside and I just like laid down in the orchard for like 40 minutes.
God. Oh my God. That sounds so cool.
It was so nice. And I just listened to classical music. I watched the sunset.
What?
I took a, it was an artist date for the ages. I took a picture of myself laying in the orchard and I looked so peaceful. I've never seen myself look that peaceful and I just wanted to enjoy it. Because I took it out to, like, not to take a picture of myself, to check if there was a bug on my face. And because I was laying in the dirt.
Sure, okay.
I really was laying in the dirt. And then, you know, you take, like, 4 or 5 or 10 million.
Right.
But I was just like, oh, my gosh, you need to take this so you remember that you need to, like, take time out for yourself. That your whole, look at this, your whole face is relaxed.
Yeah.
You're like.
Somebody should, like, painted you in that moment in the orchard.
That would have been great. I really, I highly recommend taking yourself on a sunset date. I mean, just go watch the sunset alone by yourself, especially while it's summer and it's so nice outside at night now that it's kind of the heat wave has cooled off. Hopefully when this drops, it's still kind of cooled off LA. But yeah, just hashtag sunset dates. I'm all about it.
Did you like pick an apple and eat it? Because I was waiting for that moment.
No, it's a walnut orchard.
Oh, it's a walnut orchard. No. I was just assuming apple orchard because I didn't know there was anything other than apple
orchards.
Oh,
you thought the only type of orchard was an apple 100% orchard?
Yes. 100%. There are only apple orchards in Delaney's world.
Really? No, there's almonds, walnuts.
Nope, I don't register that.
Oh, okay. Does not compute.
I refuse. That's a walnut.
Mm-hmm. Did you bring home fresh walnuts? I love walnuts.
No, it's not time for harvest yet. Soon, though.
Oh,
it's
so you
fall.
Couldn't even pick a walnut and put it in your mouth?
That's my dream, though. Oh, they're so good. It's like ruined. Like when I go to Whole Foods, I'm like, what is this?
Oh, I love walnuts.
Walnuts
when
are
you
so
get
good.
Some, would you bring me
yes.
some?
Okay. Absolutely. They always have way too many. Like I'll go back walnuts. In the fall, I'm sure, and I'll bring back a bunch.
I'll make some vegan cookies.
Very nice.
Yay.
I'm not a big walnut guy. I like them crumpled on.
You're not a big guy.
Yeah. I like them crumpled on top of something, but I don't like eating them plain.
Ooh, I like them to like beef up a cookie or a muffin.
Yeah,
oatmeal.
That's fine. I
can oatmeal. Yeah.
But just like having a chunk of walnut doesn't really do
chunk
it for
me. Chunk of walnut? Well, yeah, you gotta eat it. I like eating walnuts with a banana because it tastes like banana bread.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's pleasant.
It's a poor man's banana bread.
Nice.
Not all of us have Jeff hanging out making bread. Some
that's
of us got a fend for us. That's road banana bread.
Road
oh, that was sad.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I love it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That was my treat yourself.
I
do you guys
like
have
that.
A treat yourself?
Kelsey and I had a communal. Was it a treat yourself?
It was a communal treat yourself.
We went to a really nice summer barbecue.
Yeah, it was a pool party.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful view.
I was in Sacramento.
Yes.
Being so sad. They were sending me videos and I was just in the green room. Like just like weeping because I was so happy that they were having fun, but also like I gotta perform for these road people.
Yeah,
no, I'm joking. It was really fun if you were there. Oh, somebody came up to me after the show on Sunday and like went by really quickly, but she was like, really great show. She's like, I love the podcast. And then she left and I was like, yeah. So if that was you,
nice.
Thank you so much. I should have asked your name or something, but you looked like you were in a hurry or that you were an introvert. And I'm very empathetic to those type of people. So thank you so much. It was so sweet.
Thank
anyway,
you.
Keep going.
Sweet.
Pool party.
Yeah, we had a pool party. It was a beautiful day. We
just
had a couple
all good
drinks.
Feelings. Yeah.
It was just like so needed because, yeah, we always get together and we do a lot of work, but we're trying to make more time to just chillax with each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was the first time Delaney and I had gotten drunk together, but you didn't really get drunk.
I drank a lot, but I just got really buzzed just because I'm a heavyweight.
Okay.
So it took, I was drunk at one point, but not too drunk.
Okay.
Which I was trying to get too drunk and it just didn't get there. But I also wanted to continue.
I wish you had been, man.
Yeah.
I felt like I was on a different level.
Couldn't tell. You're very composed.
Wow.
Very composed with your vodka crayons.
Okay.
And yeah. And we had gone to the grill. To get steak. I got a steak sandwich. You got steaks.
Yeah.
Steak meats.
It was just like cut up.
Steak?
It was like cut up steak. And by the way, just to set the scene more for this, there's a lot of, it was mostly comedians at this pool party.
Comedians.
So
beautiful women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful women, comedians.
As they happen to hang out with comedians. God knows why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
And there's beautiful women comedians there as well. But
yeah.
Like, yeah.
And
yeah.
We're just,
their names were Kelsey and Delaney. But I jumped. Keep going.
And we're just like, we're hanging out by the pool and then we go get the meats.
Oh, God. So we got the meats, guys. Okay. We go inside the kitchen and we were just talking to each other about something, right?
Yeah. And we'd had enough alcohol that we were like, we kind of forgot where we were. Like, you know how usually when you take off your clothes to get into a pool, you're very like hyper aware and a little self-conscious, like, oh God, is there like any pubic hair showing? Am I okay? Or whatever, you know, you're just like very like,
check all the cracks and crevices.
Yes. And then like, if you're drinking and you're at a pool party, a certain point since then where you just are then in a bikini the rest of the night and you don't even remember that you are, you're just like, very like, you're happy. So we were at that point where I'm like, I'm just exhaled.
Oh yeah.
Drinking.
Titties out. They look great. By the way,
they did in those videos.
Were on
tits were on point.
I had one of those things where I looked like I was lactating because I had gotten out of the pool and I had put my dress back on and it just seeped through my dress, so it looked like I had simultaneously been lactating and pissed myself. So I had taken a giant bite of my steak sandwich, and there was meat hanging out of my mouth like I never
fully
tasted food before.
Hanging out, like actually hanging out.
Yeah.
I was eating steak with my hands. I did not have a fork. I was just picking up giant pieces of steak and eating it.
Yes. And then Kelsey turned around for a second and then looked me in the eye and I knew something was wrong.
I looked you in the eyes in a way I've never looked at you before.
It was so urgent. And I was like, oh my God, is she going to shit her pants? And so she looked at me and I'm like, okay, what's going on? She's trying to tell me something with her eyes. I look slightly to the right of Kelsey's head and there stands John Hamm, everybody, in a baseball cap and short shorts. And I had meat hanging out of my mouth.
Literally hanging out of her mouth.
And I just went,
It's a moment I'll never forget for the rest of my life where I saw him. It registered in my brain that John Hamm was standing 5 feet from us, turned and looked at you, couldn't say a word because I had a mouthful of steak. Yeah. You had a mouthful of steak. You looked at me, you looked at him, you looked back at me, and then you went, huh. And I was like, yeah, what are we doing?
And then we went back and forth for like a minute and a half just to be like, okay, so this is, all right, this is fine, we're okay.
It was like the beginning of a podcast when Delaney intros it.
It was an intro and we were just like, okay,
here we go, we're doing it.
This is all right, we're okay.
Yeah.
And we just kind of prepped each other, you know, like we tried to pep each other up a little bit. We tried to clean ourselves up.
We went to the bathroom.
Finished
our steak.
Yeah, we finished our steak.
In the bathroom?
He walked out eventually. Yeah. And we just started being like, what the fuck is, what's going on right now? I can't believe we're just eating steak. Mouthful of steak when John Hamm just like, you know, glanced. And then went to the bathroom, got some lip gloss on.
Yeah, adjusted the titties.
got the steak out of my teeth.
And then we walked out and we tried to kind of like, we were like in his general vicinity, but you either have to be so thirsty that you're willing to just go up and be like, is this seat taken, John Hamm?
Right.
And like then sit on his lap or something.
I'm Kelsey and these are my titties.
I just couldn't bring, because I never ever.
These are my tits, could be and yours.
That's amazing.
I wanted to be like, remember that girl you saw eating steak earlier with a mouthful? That wasn't me. I just want to let you know that was somebody else.
I have a twin.
A lot of blondes at this party.
That's the dream, I think. That's what guys want. They want a really hot chick who eats like a man. And that's what you guys were.
Oof.
You guys were a Carl's Jr. commercial. I think you should have gone.
I feel like it almost happening.
Sure didn't at the time.
My eyes were like glazed over and bloodshot. I was like, oh, okay. You should have gotten another sandwich and washed a car with the other hand. That's what I think.
Sandwich in one.
But that was a beautiful moment.
It really was.
We didn't say anything. We didn't say a word.
A couple, one girl kind of swarmed over, and then that made like four other girls swarm over. And we were just like, we're not going to be part of this jaggle
of geese.
He checked
Kelsey out three times.
So good.
I saw it with my own eyes because I was watching him the whole time. So I was watching him watch Kelsey, and it was real fun for me too.
Oh
you
my
know?
God.
I'm like seriously going to cry.
That's
amazing. I was hyperventilating. I was like, oh God! Like I was freaked. I was like, I can't believe he's here. I can't believe he's even like
you looked
at me.
Gone for it. Because it John crazy. Hamm is probably one of those guys. He doesn't have to go for it anymore. So if you want something to happen with John Hamm, you better make it happen.
Yeah.
Because John Hamm can just sit back. He just rests on
and
his.
And he did.
Yeah.
He did not approach anybody. He just sat, he ate his food.
Yeah.
He responded to those girls' questions.
Was he alone at any point?
He was by himself. He came to the party alone.
Maybe he just needed like a free sandwich. Maybe things aren't going.
Things are tough after Mad Men.
Maybe Baby Driver didn't do as well as we thought. But he was so fucking hot in Baby Driver, too. He was so sexy in it.
He was so good at Baby Driver.
So good.
I love Baby Driver.
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah.
Makes me mad when people dislike Baby Driver.
It was great.
Like, well, right? We dislike you.
Yeah.
How about that?
I have a t-shirt. I'm real into it.
Yeah.
So that was the almost the start of a porn starring me, Kelsey, and John Hamm.
Oh,
it didn't get that far, but we got the intro down.
I wish I'd been there because I would have been sober and I would have pushed you guys to do something because what do you have to lose?
It was a very small window of time.
He was only there
though.
For like an hour and 15 minutes. I didn't count.
And also, I don't have a stopwatch going. Also, I feel like with these, like the John Hamms, the John Mayers, the people who are like these big people, but they're kind of in the comedy world too. Like they hang out with comedians. It's not the last time we're going to be around these people.
Yeah.
I never want to be the girl that they look at as like, oh, that chick who like drunkenly forced herself into conversation just because she's like, you know, starstruck or whatever. Yeah. It's like you want to be, you want those type of people to like see you on stage and then like be interested in talking to you afterward just about like comedy and life and shit, not just
I hate being a comedian because that's how I want everyone to meet me now.
Right?
Not like you don't want anyone to run into unless it's after knowing what you do. Because even I've had moments with that where like I meet somebody and they're just like, oh, I just do videos online. And then you're like, oh, okay, cool. And then it's like, oh no, that person had 3 million Instagram followers and a huge Vine following and is a model and I'm an idiot. Like, you know, because you just can't know what everybody does. And I think as comedians, we have this need to like prove ourselves.
Yes, absolutely.
Show
people how big our dick is.
Yeah, I just wish I wasn't eating steak.
That's my favorite.
In an animalistic, very animalistic way.
You were really going
lactating.
For it.
So I just wish that I was just maybe normal eating steak when John walked in.
You were
but
going
I wasn't.
For it.
I'm a hungry girl, and Kelsey's, so is the kid I left at home.
When he walked in, like Kelsey's head was to him, but he saw my mouth. Like he walked right into it. And like then Kelsey was able to kind of like turn away and then look at me, and I'm like, oh, I'm still in his line of view with this happening. So
John Hamm, if you're listening, I am available and I never eat meat.
Except your meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except the good kind.
Well, that was a fun thing.
That was great. We had a really good time.
Do you have a fun celebrity sighting? Email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Do you know John Hamm? Tell us.
Yep. Let us know.
Let's make that happen. All right. Today we are talking about journaling, which we've touched on it before, especially with the artist's way, doing morning pages. I think that constitutes journaling. It just has a different name
on it.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah,
and it's a little more structured. And
it's
then
forced
it's like
journaling.
It is. It's forced journaling.
Yeah.
And it really makes it feel like a chore. Like, it has been coming easier to me lately. When I wake up at home and I have my desk there and I can just wake up and I go to my desk, oh, there's nothing better.
That's awesome.
When I'm on the road, it's really hard for me to wake up. I need to keep my journal on my bedside table.
Mm.
That's what I need to do to make sure. What do you do? Because you're better at morning pages.
It's at my bedside table and my phone is not. My phone is away from me because if I get into my phone first, there's no going back.
But what about your alarm?
Yeah, you have to get up and turn it off.
I will turn it off and then I do not look. It's taken a lot of self-control. Unless it's something that's like a very urgent text, but I won't check my social media. I won't do that because it's that scroll fest.
Slippery slope. Yeah.
Scroll fest.
I have another question. If you don't have anything going on, obviously you can lay in bed, you can do your morning pages. If you have to be somewhere like early in the morning, do you set your alarm accordingly and factor in morning pages?
No, I'm
that's
bad
so
about
hard.
It. I'm so fucking bad about that. That's when it's tough where I'll like get behind on a few days if I have to get up early and then I'm like, shit, I'm being really bad. But at least I'll try and make up for it in the afternoon. It's you know, it's not quite the same, but at least you're doing it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So most of the time when I was doing morning pages consistently, it was like, hey guys, it's technically 10 p.m., but getting it in right under the wire, like, it's not great. I mean, Delaney, you said you've never journaled, right?
I journaled as a kid in elementary school. I did do the morning pages when I read The Artist's Way. I have not done it since. Mm. Real bad about it. But there's, like, when I went to this whole, you know, decluttering of my life, I threw everything away. Like, I found
old journals.
I found old journals from when I was a kid. I took.
That's crazy.
I snapped some pictures of some of them,
right?
Like some of the pages, and then I just threw them out. And I just have like digital copies of random stuff somewhere on my computer. Mm-hmm. But that's what the like OCD and fear of having excess stuff did. Is I even got rid of my journals.
The life changing magic. The life changing
magic. Tidying up. Yeah, they're all gone. And I'm a little bit. I don't know if you guys get like weird about having like a journal out in the open, but I'm just like, what if somebody reads it and just like knows all my secrets? And like, I don't know. There's like that weird anxiety where like, even when I'm writing something on paper, I don't fully feel like it's just for my eyes. I get anxiety about it. Cause I'm like, there is a, somebody could read this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this is not just staying in my mind for myself. This is,
I've had trouble writing about my relationship in my journal just because, and the thing is so weird. Cause like, Kane and I, we are not that couple that would like ever go through each other's phones or any of that shit. Like a bad couple,
right, yeah,
who have like couples a joint Facebook account. I'm like, what? Okay.
Ew.
This is not healthy. Like, you have some issues you need to sort out. I completely trust him that he would never, ever read a journal of mine ever or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's still just like, God, it's right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. There's just times where that's, I'm like, proximity, man. But that's, thank God for therapy.
It's like you could have like
all out.
Yeah, crazy words. And then 2 feet away is the person that there's crazy words about. Like, I was like, oh, I can't.
Right.
Cam would not even try to read it. He would just accidentally like stumble upon it by like knocking it over and then like lift it up to put it back or just leave it there and then like see a page open.
Right.
And like, I would never write anything bad about him. But like, what if it's like, you know, something real like weird that I do?
Yeah.
Like, what if you had a sex dream about John Hamm?
Exactly. Yeah.
So find out that way.
Exactly.
Would Cam have been mad if you told him that like John Hamm was there and like that
you were super?
I texted him. You got it.
I told Kane immediately.
Pour yourself out for a meatball recipe.
So true. I texted him in all caps, John Hamm, and he's like, "That's cool."
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah. Oh man, it's all coming back to me in little pieces.
I got home and I was like, "Ah, John Hamm was there," and Jeff was like, "Oh, I hear he's got a really big dick. You should check it out on Google." And
so mad when you sent me that. I was like, "God, that's
right." And like every image of John Hamm is just like him in like khakis with just like a huge bulge,
hung like a horse.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me given how he carries himself. Like, do you think someone with like a small dick could be on Mad Men and play that part?
Oh my God. You're so right.
Good point.
It's watching that show is like watching a massive dick sell Coke. Like,
right.
Whatever he wrote ads for on that show.
Like, right.
It's just a dick in a suit.
It is.
A well-dressed dick.
Yeah.
That's. Oh.
I love it. Mm.
This is the John Hamm episode.
I know, seriously.
No big deal.
I haven't journaled since. But you know, when I was a kid, I used to make like quote books where I would write out a quote and then I would decorate the page. It was like a journal of quotes that I really should have. It would have come in handy now, but I had it for years and I'm like, what am I going to do with this? I took a couple pictures of my favorite pages and I threw it away. But it'd be like,
that's such a bummer.
Like, yeah, it'd be like, dance like nobody's watching, you know, from the whatever the author it was or author unknown. And then I'd have like, I would have decorated in glitter like a dancer in the background with like a sticker of a shoe. you know what I mean?
Like, so cute.
So I decorated quotes when I was a kid.
I love that. No reason.
I mean, nobody told me to do that.
I have things like that too. Yeah.
Interesting.
But you still have yours because you're not a monster.
I have
feelings. I used to get, it must have been like an American Girl book of quotes or something. And it had like little postcard size quotes on them. And I put them all over my bedroom wall. I wish I still had some of them. But they were, they would have come in handy now. But I don't think they were those ones like we talk about on Instagram where they're not attributed to anybody. They're just like, these are just cool to think about.
Yeah.
It's just like, you're special. Remember that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's very vague. I mean, I looked up some of the stuff. I mean, if you don't journal and you're sitting there like, oh, I don't want to listen to this episode. I'm assuming it's a man. I just, I think journaling is one of those things that like everyone can benefit from. It's a lot like therapy. It's like therapy, but much cheaper, and it's with yourself. If you can get over the anxiety of other people reading it, it reduces stress, it reduces anxiety, it helps you make decisions. Because I don't know about you guys, I feel like if I write something down, it feels worked out. It feels like I've released it. It feels like I've let it go, so I'm not being dragged behind it.
Callback.
Yes. Yeah. It feels like I've captured it in this book.
Yes.
This magic book, and I shut the pages and all the light goes in. I know that's a reference to something, but I can't think of what it is. It feels like I've captured like a
Hocus
genie.
Pocus.
Yes.
Or Jumanji. Yeah.
Jumanji, that's the perfect. I have Jumanji'd my feelings into this journal. Jumanji journal.
I did like rereading my morning pages.
Exercise.
To go back and reread all of it. I did like, oh wow, like 3 months ago I was worried about this and it's totally resolved now and I'm much better. Right. Like it is cool looking back on what you wrote and like, oh wow. Like I've come a long way, or like, you know, or this is still a problem. I should really try to figure this out.
Totally.
But yeah, no, I always felt good after writing them. I felt, oh, okay, I can stop thinking about this and actually get shit done.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt like, my to-do list is on this paper now in my head, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I can go about my business.
And here's the thing about journaling. It's like what we talked about with the gym and stuff like that. You're never going to feel worse afterward.
Right.
Yeah.
You're never going to be like, oh, what a waste of time that was. Yes. Like, man, I really regret. Like, you're going to learn about yourself. You're going to feel better. You're going to release something. It's a win-win.
Yeah. Yeah. Win-win-win-win-win.
I was just like, wait, what's the other win? Win-win-win-win-win. Whatever.
Somebody
all
wins.
Winnings. We're winning.
Oh, man. The best I ever felt when I journaled was I was in elementary school. And I remember I came home from school really mad and pissed off at like a girl in class. And my mom was like, you should start a journal. And she gave me like a pink leopard print, you know, little notebook. Gosh. And I wrote a few pages and I just remember writing the word bitch over and over again. Like, man, I was a bitch today, underline. And it just felt so good because as a kid, I couldn't say bitch out loud without getting in trouble, but I could write it. And that felt powerful.
You Jumanji captured.
So I just bitched it all up in there.
It's so funny. Yeah, I have a lot of stuff in my old journals that I looked back through because I kept a journal from like, you know, second grade up until through high school, but less frequently in high school. And then even now I'm like really, I do it when I like really need to get stuff out of my head and I need to be better about it, but I haven't been as consistent as I was when I was a kid. And there are just so many pages I just scribbled on because I was just so angry. Because when you're a kid, everything feels so permanent.
Right.
And like immediate and scary. The best part about being an adult is just not feeling that intensity anymore.
Yeah.
Like if you have a kid, I highly recommend getting them a journal. My mom did a really cool thing. I should have brought this. I didn't think about it. My mom, when she was sick and she was in the hospital, she bought a journal for the two of us to write back and forth to each other. Because I was obviously in school and stuff. And my dad would like take it back and forth. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
So if you have a kid and you want to connect to them, I recommend that. Because she also, like, she wrote on the first entry, like, this is a safe space. I'll never get mad at you for anything you write in here. Like, you tell me whatever you want. Like, all that stuff. And it was so cool.
I love that.
I'm
going to
cry.
Yeah, I know. That's so really cool.
What a beautiful idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's she just amazing. Thought of that, huh?
Yeah.
Wow,
I think so. I saw something recently that was like a mom and daughter journal. So I don't know if it was something she heard about. I talked about it at her memorial service when I was a kid, and I know people started doing it because they heard that.
Wow.
So I don't know if she just thought about it or if she had heard from somebody else or what.
Would she would it be like responses back and forth to each other? Or would it be like, this is my day, this was your day?
Yeah, it'd be like responses back and forth. And I was in third grade and I couldn't fully appreciate it, which was a bummer because I was just like, so this guy in my class is really weird. Does he like me? And I should have been asking her about her, but you know, whatever.
You're eight.
Yeah. I know. I was eight. That's the thing I kicked myself the most for. I'm like, why don't you ask her like when she lost her virginity and stuff? Like,
I didn't even know what that was.
Yeah. You were eight. But yeah. Kelsey, I've been so excited. We brought old entries. Obviously, Delaney didn't because she's burned everything isn't in the present.
I did.
But Kelsey has a picture of, how old were you in this entry?
I was 6 years old.
Oh.
I have two entries. I have two that I took pictures of. I can't find the actual, I think I have like one paper at home, but I will read you guys both of them. They are hilarious and really...
6 is young.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm going to cringe really hard at some of this because this is the diary of a greedy child. I'm just going to preface this.
Oh, God, I'm so like, excited.
I was very like gift oriented because I was basically an only child until I was six.
That was your
six.
Love language at six.
Yes, this was my love language. Okay. September 23rd, 1996. Dear diary, school's pretty fun. We started school 3 weeks ago. It was a great summer. We went to California, Portland, and Grants Pass, and we went swimming. And stayed overnight at a friend's house and other things like that. I have a new boyfriend.
What? Damn.
His name is Ricky. He's nice. Their dog Hobbs is in love with my dog Sugar. My birthday is only in 7 months.
You're a good writer for
you
a six-year-old.
You are.
Old. You're not like
old.
You're making actually like cohesive sentences.
Do you have a ghostwriter?
No. Yeah. Who did this? Who books this?
Who books this?
What 9-year-old wrote this?
Yeah. Who did this for you? My birthday is April 10. I'm seven. Right. Okay. I was seven. I'm seven right now. My dad got a new Volvo about a month ago. My dad bought a new car because somebody broke into his other one. The seat belts are different than Honda's or something like that.
Oh my God.
Or something like that.
I can't believe you're six.
And then this is the closing sentence.
Oh my God.
I go to Baskin Robbins nearly every day.
You bitch.
That's how I sign off.
Oh,
I go to Baskin Robbins nearly every day.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Fuck everybody.
That is great.
And also what's kind of like creepy about this is that I don't know if I personally went through after, like, I'm the ultimate Lisa Simpson, like, such a hall monitor nerd, like, very uptight. Either I went through and spell checked my own diary entry afterward, or I gave it to one of my parents to but there are two circled words that are misspelled.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Do you think this looks like, is this an assignment?
No.
Oh. It
I don't
really?
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know.
It kind of looks like an
that
assignment.
Could be. It could be like, how was your summer?
Oh, maybe it was. Maybe it was my teacher. You know what?
That.
I bet that was because then this next one, it's which is like half the length of the other one, is I think for school.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That would be or something like that makes sense.
Yeah.
You
it's
know?
Also really
You're
hard
trying
to turn in personal.
Yeah. Jeez.
Like,
turning in our diary.
Teacher.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I can't believe diary entry is your homework. They made us write a letter to our future selves when I was in eighth grade, and then my teacher mailed them to us when we were graduating high school.
That is nuts.
Whoa.
It's super cool.
Wow.
But when you got it, you were like bummed because you were like, oh, I know my teacher's going to read this. And I don't think she did, but it was like, you didn't write anything good because,
right.
You know, but
that
my sister
so
got
funny.
Hers back and it was like, cause she's 6 years younger than me. So part of hers was like, I hope you're happy with your life. I hope everything's gone good. Is Taylor married to Jordan, who was my college boyfriend at the time, who
funny.
I thought I was going to get married to. And I was just like, ooh, that was a misfire, wasn't it? High five.
That's reroute.
So reroute.
That was your first boyfriend? Your first real boyfriend?
Yeah.
First boyfriend was Jordan too.
Was it?
What's his last name?
Do we need to kill him?
I'd feel bad about saying his real name, but he has no social media presence.
Yeah.
But his mom still follows me on stuff, which I appreciate.
That's really funny.
Shout out to Kim. Thanks, Kim.
Kim? Okay.
Kim.
Oh, Kim.
I know, that would have been weird. Whoa. I was like, oh yeah, her name was Kim. What?
Hello?
Okay, let's hear this.
Okay, this is the only other one I have. February 28th, 1996. Dear Diary, school is great. Mrs. Iverson told the first and second graders to pick out what we are going to research. So I'm researching rabbits. They are the same color as its mother. They hop...
Unlike everything else.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Or something like that. What a, like, what a nerd, right? Or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
They hop very far and very fast. They eat clover, grass, celery, lettuce, broccoli, and carrots. Rabbits eat their droppings and then digest it. Rabbits live in a burrow or a warren.
Ew, Kelsey, you weirdo.
And that's it. Just a diary entry about
rabbits,
like an encyclopedia entry.
Part of me is kind of mad at you because I know it's in my diary that I brought and it's so much worse.
Oh, I cannot wait.
That's all I mean, I have like so many other diaries, but that's all I have. So they're at my mom's house.
Rabbits.
The ones for their, yeah.
Same color as their mother.
So weird. I told Delaney at the pool party that my mom was telling me about how when I was like four-ish, I would be on the playground and I would go up to boys that were like twice my age and my size. And I would say, you're not allowed to climb up the slide. Like I would be
that kid.
I would the hall monitor everywhere. I'd be like, you can't climb up the slide. You have to wait your turn in line with everybody else.
And I could like, just see you.
Like this big. And my mom just said that like the boys were just looking at me like, the fuck, like
whatever rabbit girl.
So confused, like who is this tiny bitch?
Wait, 10 seconds after she told me this story, she looked at like, somebody's beer was like on a ledge and it looked like it probably could have blown away, and she's like, who's somebody's beer is about to, I was like, you put that hall monitor Kelsey back where it came from, have a shot of tequila.
But that was more for like, I didn't want them to like lose their beer, you know.
But it was so funny because she had just told me this story and then like it caught her eye, like somebody, whose beer is this?
That's
it's
a
about
cool
to,
hall monitor,
it's about to fall
can
away.
Someone get their beer? I mean, it's no big deal. It's just like seconds from becoming litter. But like, whatever. It's
seconds
totally
from
cool.
like ruining the planet. Fine. But like, whatever. You do.
Yes. Yeah,
I was the kid who, like, you know, when people in my grade were like, there's a ghost in the bathroom on the backside of the building, I'm like, it's not a ghost, you guys. It's a demon. Okay.
Oh my
God. They told me this in church. Any specters, they're demons. It's Satan tricking us. It's because my parents would tell me stuff like that. And then I would take it back to school and everyone would be like, you idiot. And that's why now I don't talk about like my music preferences or really anything until I know someone really well because I'm afraid of being ridiculed.
Oh man. I was really a quiet kid. Like I
that's
was
so
just,
weird.
I was very quiet. Yeah. Very quiet, very shy. And like, you mean, when I got comfortable I was fine, but like I was shy up until I was like 15 and a half.
Wow. 15 and a half. What was that? That 6 month mark.
I just remember getting my permit and being like, I'm cool now.
I can talk now.
Yeah. But like, yeah, when I finally did like started vocalizing stuff, I was like, oh God, there's a lot in here that needs to come out.
Were you popular in high school?
I was a party of one in high school, so I was homeschooled. So I was popular compared to, you know, the other classmate, my chihuahua.
Yeah.
I could talk and drive and everything.
But before I left high school, I was in a conventional high school, and I was in band. And
you
on
were?
The on the basketball team, so I'll let
you
kind of decide if I was cool. I was on drumline, so I played like
you were cool.
I played cymbals and snare and bass.
That's
drum.
So cool.
It wasn't that I had to wear a fucking feather hat. It wasn't that cool and march around, you know.
That's very cool.
But yeah, and I was on the basketball team, so like I was like a cool nerd. I was like a tomboy nerd.
Okay.
You but were not a nerd, you were cool. That's what cool.
I don't know. I was not cool in middle school. Yikes!
Oh,
yikes! You could not pay me enough to go back to middle school.
Dude, if you were cool in middle school, I'm just gonna put it out there, sociopath.
But it's like, yeah, like how? Like some people were really so cool in middle school.
Yeah, the coolest girl in our middle school, her name was Haley something, and her mom blow dried and curled her hair every day.
Whoa.
And she was like the size of a toothpick and wore nothing but Hollister and Abercrombie.
Damn.
And her eyes were really big and she wore makeup and you just felt like a sweaty oaf.
Oh my God.
You just felt like a monster.
Her mom was like her stylist. Like she was on set.
So interesting.
Yeah. Like a pageant mom with no pageants.
Wow.
Yeah. I just can't believe. What were you like?
I felt like I was in a few different groups because I was like, shut the fuck up.
That's what popular.
Shut up. Well, I was
kind of friends with everyone.
No, I was in like the honors classes. Like I was like in that kind of like nerdy, very academic, like where that was my focus. But then I was in sports too and was very, very serious about cool sports. So like
Nope. You can be smart and be popular now.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, you can. That's such an old, like, you did you see 22 Jump Street?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I
remember it?
Did you see 21 Jump Street?
I saw one of the Jump Streets. I just can't remember what
Jump
I saw.
Okay, so 22 Jump Street, they did the coolest thing where they had them go back to high school and Channing Tatum's like, I got this. And Jonah Hill is like, oh, I remember high school was hard. And they go back and Jonah Hill is like the super cool now.
Oh, interesting.
Because he's all like conscientious and mindful and he saves the planet. And just like, he's very like evolved and woke.
And, I see what
to bring it back. And then like Channing Tatum's just this idiot, you know.
Love it.
Yeah,
you know what I will say, all of my best friends were the ones who got like homecoming queen and prom queen. I never ever was looked
so you
at
were in the popular group.
I was, but I wasn't looked at like
you weren't the guy,
the friends.
I was
you were the
I was like the funny like smart friend.
Gotcha.
I wasn't the like,
you were the nice popular girl.
Yeah, I wasn't like
you were the inclusive one.
Yes,
the accessible.
The accessible one.
Accessible
yes,
one.
That's the word I'm looking for. It's very accessible.
Like a troll for all of my life up until, and I would have never gotten out of this, but what happened is like when I left school, I hung out with one of my friends, like from one of my classes, you know, like we were close friends, and she's told me like, oh, a guy asked like where my hot blonde friend went, like when I left school, and I was like, what do you, oh, wait, he's talking about me?
Oh, my God.
I'm hot. Somebody called me hot. And I remember it so vividly. That's the first time I had ever heard I had been referred to as hot. And I was just like, what? And like something just kind of shifted. Something shifted into me. And I was just like, oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to keep these highlights. I'm going to keep this going.
This is how we live.
Yeah, this is how we live. No. And I swear, 6 months later, I was just making out with everybody I met.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was because it was just the weird. I had never gotten any attention before. And so when I started getting attention from guys, I did not know how to handle it. I just was like, okay, I guess I make out with this person now because they think I'm cute. Like, I had no idea that, like,
even if you weren't attracted to them.
Yeah, I was just like, well, wow, this is a new thing. And I was just making out with everybody because I didn't know how to handle myself, and I wanted them to like me and think I was cute.
Yeah,
because I had never. So I just remember that so vividly. Like, that was my shift around like 16. I was like, some guy in math class thought I was hot. What?
Oh, confidence.
Yeah, my gosh.
So funny.
I mean, he could have been the only one who thought I was hot, but like just hearing I was referred to one time when I was 16 as hot. And the rest, I was just like, that gave me the confidence to just really put my tongue down people's throats.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story of triumph, the triumph of the human spirit.
Yeah.
Right there. I was a real nerd. I was in band from fifth grade until my senior year of high school.
What'd you play?
I played clarinet for 5 years and trumpet for 3.
Oh,
that's what a nerd is.
That's a little sexy though.
I was also in gold band. I was like, I was, yeah, but not in high school. I was like for like 4 years leading up to it. I was a flute. So we've all, we could all get together. Shut the fuck up. We could all get together.
Flute was the sexy one. Clarinets were for homely chicks.
You needed to have like the reed commitment. Like you needed to want to like wet a reed over and over. And I just was like,
plenty of saliva because no one was kissing me. That's what clarinet was.
You did the trumpet too, you said?
I switched over to the trumpet in high school with two of my friends who were also woodwind people. And
oh
they
my
needed,
god, that's the nerdiest sentence I've
really
ever heard. And you didn't even flinch. Usually you're so cynical, like you're quick to be like, oh god, I can't believe it. And you're like, they were woodwind people. And I was like,
it's like, oh, somebody in New York.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my god. My face is turning bright red. Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
Kelsey's bullying me.
Sorry.
They were also
also
read, homies.
It's too late. Woodwind friends is what it is.
Okay, anyway. Well, we all switched over because they were more serious about music than I was. I hated it the whole time, but all my friends were in it, and I was like, let's just do this. And also, the guys who played trumpet were so hot.
Yeah, oh, remember that?
Yeah,
yeah, really big crushes on them. Oh, we like made up like secret names for them, and like, ooh. Oh my gosh, it was embarrassing. Like to this day, like one of them got engaged recently, and my best friend and I were texting, and she called him the thing we called him in high school, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's right, we were losers. Right. And and like besides band, I was in mock trial.
Whoa.
Look out.
What role did you play in mock trial?
I did all of it. I was witness and I was an attorney.
Were you ever a judge?
No, because they had real judges.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to caress my nipple.
I'm like, well,
you're right over there.
Fucking tweaking her nips. Are you a judge?
No. Oh my God, I just started.
Real judges would volunteer their time.
Wow.
And we would do these fake almost trials, like, and everyone got these packets. No, it's not a make a wish thing. It was competition.
That's great. So you were attorney and a witness.
Yeah, you'd be like a defense That's attorney, kind of fun. And then you'd be a
something bit me. Was this an after school sport? I mean, activity.
Yep, it was an after school, very much an activity. And okay. Then I did creative writing and the literary journal, and also drama towards the end.
All right, you were well rounded. You weren't just
I was
like,
a well-rounded nerd.
But you were just like hardcore woodwind, only woodwind for life. Like you were like, okay, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Also fake drama. Woodwind also for life.
Also drama. Also journaling.
Oh my God. I'll never forget you saying that.
A great accomplishment of mine when I was in the fourth grade, I wrote a poem. Okay, we had a really weird creative writing teacher, and she came into class and she had us all pick like a word out of a hat, and we had to write a poem on the word that we got.
I did that so many times in creative writing. Yeah,
I didn't even know it was a thing. It was like a weekly thing that like my school started doing, and my poem ended up getting picked to like get published in the LA Times under like the kids section.
Amazing. Yeah.
I pulled out the word globes, and I had to make a poem on globes, and I think I still remember it. It's coming back to me.
It was like, please go.
Globes are important. They tell us so much. They're big and round and fun to touch. I see mountains. I see lakes. I see rivers. I see land. It's like a big ball you hold in your hand. Thank you.
Wow.
Hold the applause.
Mic
Thank
drop.
You so much.
Mic
There's no
drop.
Way someone didn't read that and think, is she talking about boobs?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no way.
And that was it. And then it got published in like the newspaper. They picked like two people in the class to publish. And
That's
then I
cool.
just never told anybody about it. And then my teacher told my mom, like, hey, isn't that great? She got published. And my mom's like, what are you talking about? I guess I kept the globe thing real
close to the vest. Oh my gosh. Yeah, our literary magazine. That's what literary journal was. It was like a thing that basically the creative writing all-star that stayed at lunch put together, and you take submissions from people in her English classes and her creative writing classes, and I got a bunch of stuff published in there. And one of them, my first two things that I got published were, oh, this is so embarrassing, I should have brought this because I still have them, was a poem making fun of Twilight as a terrible, which actually some people came up to me and were like, that was really funny, because she like read it to other classes.
Yeah.
And the other one was a poem about the crush I had on my mock trial coach.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
There was a mock trial coach?
Damn.
Oh, that's great.
He was an attorney that totally just like volunteered his time to teach us about trials. And,
oh man.
And I liked him because he could like do impressions.
Oh God.
It's such a big crush on him.
Oh man.
It was so embarrassing. And like when I saw it in the book, I was like, oh no.
That's precious.
I wish we could read those.
I'll bring it next time we record. It's really
mock
bad.
Trial coach, something I've never heard before out loud.
Yeah,
ever.
It's just an attorney with a charitable
with time
street
with free time.
Yes,
yeah.
With love in his heart.
Love it.
We should get to your entrance because we were already at an hour.
Holy
shit! Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we'll make
time
this.
Flies.
So mine. I brought a
God,
whole
that's a big book, Taylor.
I know. This is.
It's
I wrote.
Nice that you have this though.
I have a bunch of them, and this one says Taylor Tomlinson, majority of fifth, beginning of sixth grade. Yeah,
that's a good
these
title.
Are these are rough.
Oh my God, they all look so good. How are you gonna pick?
Look at
what had a tulip on it.
I know this is my dad.
I hate my is all I see.
I hate my father in all caps. He's taking away all my Harry Potter stuff because he thinks it's the reason I'm scared and paranoid. I hate him. that was great. And I realized going back through this, he took away my Harry Potter stuff several times.
Well, if you were afraid and anxious, maybe he was therapy, just trying some new stuff, huh?
That was my fault.
Probably trying everything.
I told him that I was scared of everything, and don't tell your dad that you're anxious, because then he'll take away your only love. Also, I forgot I did this. I auditioned to play Captain Hook in a CYT Summer Day Camp production.
Wow.
Of Peter Pan, and I got it.
Oh my god!
Pretty bad.
Matey.
I was such a loser. Here's me describing the guy I liked in middle school. He's most of the next three journals, and I started dating in eighth grade.
I saw boring and block lettering, just a big old caps.
Boring?
Boring.
Oh, yeah, boring.
With an exclamation.
What was this
writing
about? Today was the dance, and it was so, turn the page, boring.
What?
Did you think it would have said fun in big, bold letters? Well, you thought wrong. I only danced about 3 or 4 times. The rest was wandering around with Danielle, Courtney, and Diana.
Amazing.
I'm trying to find
the best.
Hilarious. And here's the other time. This is like 4 months later. Again, starts the same way. I hate my father. Lots of scribbling. He threw out all my Harry Potter stuff for good. He gave me $120 to pay me for my stuff so I couldn't pin it against him. That slime ball.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And the worst part is, I know he's right. I'm going to cope in an adult manner after I cry.
What?
You were
These are so bad.
You were so mature for your age.
You said that in fifth grade. I'm going to cope in an adult manner.
That does sound weird.
After I cry?
Yeah. How old are you? 12, 11?
10.
Yeah.
10.
The weird thing is, there are parts in here, like when I'm scribbling and when I'm like, you know, writing Ryan in bubble letters over and over.
Is that your mock trial coach?
No. This was fifth grade. This is too early for me. And like drawing pictures and stuff. I think I was like doing what I thought like a 12-year-old should do. Oh no, I wasn't 12. I was like 11, 10 or 11. I was doing like what I thought a kid should do in a journal. So yeah, like a lot of these, like, you know, I posted pictures in here. There's a picture. Man. There's a picture of Harry Potter.
Oh my God. That's like a magazine clipping.
I know. I kept the, here's a real creepy thing. Here's my fifth grade crush that I took a secret picture of.
Oh,
out in a heart. And I mean, I would love to post this, but I don't know what his situation is on the internet.
Oh,
and
God, it's amazing.
It says, I love you
on the other side.
And it says, I took it on the bus on the way home from camp. It's not very good. Brittany was telling him something, but who cares? Not me.
At least I've got his picture. Taylor, you need to make like a one-woman show out of this. I'm not kidding.
It's been done.
You have to read some of this in some form, either on stage or just have a whole podcast of Taylor reading her journal out loud.
Yeah.
This shit is gold. This is not like really a normal kid journal. You are special.
Oh, it's in a bad
way.
I know.
No, but
I
like you're parenting yourself in this shit.
Oh, there's some real drama. You know? I mean, there's one where Sarah S. found out how much I weighed, and that was a bad day. Like
Sarah S.
Sarah S. I hate you. I hope you're dead, and
whore.
I mean it. Here's one. I drew a little picture of a tampon plus the word dad equals sad face. And it says, as you can see, tampons plus dad equals no deal. Dad won't let me wear tampons. He said it was because, well, here, dad, you may find there's not a lot of room in there. Moms can use them because they've had babies.
You have to convince him.
Your dad told you may find there's not a lot of room in there? What is it? Like a studio in New York?
Yes.
What the fuck?
These are really bad.
How long did you wear pants for up until that?
I tried to wear a tampon pretty early, and there wasn't a lot of room up there.
So dad was right again.
You were early with
dad
it.
Dad was right again.
Fifth grade.
I was early. I got it in fifth grade. I was 10. Probably because of all that 2% milk. Thanks a lot, Mom. I don't know who's to blame for that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
These are really rough to look back at. Some of them just make me sad, and like other things are just make me like, ugh. Like, you know, cringe.
I love it.
It's mostly boys and like being mad at my dad.
I think it's that's, but yeah, that's like, that's You need to keep that forever, though.
Yeah, this
those
is
are great
a treasure.
I mean, there's just like some of these are so overdramatic where it's just like, are my dreams too big, diary? Because like I wanted to be an actress and stuff. It's so embarrassing.
But you know, like the way that you're writing in there, it's like you were already a comedian. Like you were answering yourself, like, who cares? Not me. You know, like yeah. you were like doing bits in your journal.
The sad
like,
thing were, like, is they're not bits, though. They're like, my honest feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like you were like,
you're like writing
like
in that voice.
You were writing yeah. in that voice, like to some kind of audience that isn't there.
Oh, I fully thought there was an audience like watching. Oh, there's so many more in here that are just really embarrassing about me writing about like the cast of Harry Potter and like how I know I'm gonna meet them.
Oh,
I'm gonna meet them next time we go to Disneyland. It's just gonna work out. Like I just thought I was gonna run into Daniel Radcliffe at like the carousel in Fantasyland and just fall in love with him. Like I was such a dummy.
I love it.
Yeah, this is why I'm a comedian.
Everybody, I have a great question for all of us.
Yes.
Do you think we would have been friends in elementary, middle school, or high school?
I hope so.
I hope so too. I bet we would have.
Like, yeah. I was.
It's hard
I was,
to know because you were homeschooled.
It is. But you know, I was friends with everybody. You know,
yeah. Yeah.
My dog, my other dog, my
I
mom.
Think we were all like sweet.
Yeah. Groups.
We were all like sweet, bright kids.
Yeah.
You know, which I think like I nobody was like a mean girl.
No,
or,
I don't think
like,
I bullied anybody. You know? I was never mean to anybody, you know?
Yeah.
I was nice to like all the different types of you
But
know,
it's weird because in middle school and high school, it's so much of just like the pack you run in. Like in middle school, I had a friend who was like the nice girl in the popular group. And we were best friends because we were neighbors. Huh. And we hung out all the time. We had sleepovers. But like her friends were like straight up told her once, like, Taylor's cool, but she's not like us.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Gross.
In like seventh grade. And I was like, ooh.
Gross.
Because you grew up watching all these shows with like cliques and stuff. And
yeah.
I think you think that's what you're supposed to do. And so I don't know. I think I would have been probably intimidated by you guys. Because I was,
I don't know.
You
I
were making
gross.
Out with people. I was the kid who was like, nobody makes out. They're just lying. Like, I
was. Everything's a conspiracy theory.
Everything's a conspiracy. There's demons in the bathroom. Yeah. Nobody
oh
makes
God.
Out. Like, I just believed whatever my parents told me.
Wow.
Right. And it was all very religious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I did have like a weird shift at 16, like I said. Even like the first day of high school, one of the cheerleaders came up to me and asked me if I wanted to try out for cheer. And I'm like, I don't do that. I don't know how that works.
Thank you.
But then I was like, why would they?
Thank you for considering me.
I had highlights then. I got the highlights. I had highlights. I got highlights.
Since I got
summer.
These highlights, doors have been opening.
It's the magic of the highlights,
the magic
dude. Of the blonde.
But yeah, no, I mean, no. I was
Did
not,
you feel
not
a
cool.
switch at like 15, 16? I felt a shift. I got meaner. I was like, you know that episode of 30 Rock where Tina Fey like thinks back and she thinks she was a loser and then she thinks back on it and it's just her being like talking to the mean, like the nice popular girl who's like, how's your telescope, Liz? And she's like, how's your mom's pill addiction? And it was just, that's who I was in high school. I was really mean. Like my friends were afraid of me because they were just
man.
Like, I feel like Taylor's always saying something like,
I can't
kind of witty
that
and mean.
At all.
See, I can picture that a little bit.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just picture me being, it was like high school is when I really started like trying to be witty and funny.
Okay.
And it's funny to hear like friends, parents now who are like, you were always funny. I was like, was I? I think I was just mean. Like I was just mature and I was mean and I was
you were quick.
Pretty smart. Yeah. It was quicker than other people. And I think I used it for evil in high school.
For evil forces.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that I felt a shift or anything like that. I do remember that in sixth grade, that's when we had five elementary schools in our city and they came together as one middle school in sixth grade. And so you're meeting all of these new people. And I remember I still hadn't had a boyfriend or anything like that. No first kiss, nothing. And I got asked out by, I think it was like five guys in the first
oh
2 weeks
gosh.
Of school just because
you
that's what everybody
slut.
That's what everybody but that's what like every guy was doing because it was all of a sudden like
oh,
all these new girls
yeah.
that they've never met before and so guys were just trying to like you know partner up and get a girlfriend and I said no to every one of them because in true like Lisa Simpson fashion I was like I couldn't see myself marrying them and they just don't
that's
they
amazing.
Just don't they don't get
that.
Good enough grades and I just like and I said no to everybody and so since I said no to five guys in those first 2 weeks nobody asked me out for like 6 years.
Oh my god!
Because everybody looked at me as like, you'll get rejected for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. And like, you know, boys' egos at that age are very fragile. Like they want like a for sure.
You weren't thinking about the long game.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. My best friend was very like, yes and, you know what I mean? Like she was like
stand up. She's an improv.
Yeah. And like got, you know, like went through a lot of boyfriends, was like so just beautiful, popular. Everybody went for it. And I just stayed in my little nerd stable. I didn't have my first kiss till I was a sophomore in high school.
That's cool. Oh, really?
I had my first kiss before you. What? Yeah.
What was your first kiss?
Eighth grade. Talked about this on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wasn't good.
I don't count my first kiss because it was a truth or dare and I was in eighth grade.
Oh, but then I didn't kiss anyone until college. So it's like,
okay. I don't really count my second kiss. That was like when I was like 15 or 16. Really? I guess that counts.
Yeah.
Made out on a beanbag.
Oh, that totally checks out.
But like, I didn't enjoy it, so I don't really count it.
Oh yeah, there's that. Did you enjoy your first kiss?
Yes, it was my first like kind of casual. I was hoping it was going to be a longer thing, but he was very religious. It turned out he's gorgeous, like super sexy soccer player. Like all the girls wanted him. But
let's look him up on Facebook.
Maybe like a month or two. He was in that picture I posted from the dance that little green picture.
Cute.
Yeah. Cute little like frosted tips, look just like boy band kid.
Yeah, perfect.
And then like maybe I think a couple months into dating, we were having a phone conversation and at one point I heard him say, "Mom, I'll read the Bible later." I was like, oh no. Okay. Well, this isn't going to work anymore. So it didn't last.
That's incredible. This has been like the childhood episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
Well, this is why journaling's good for you.
Yeah. We should probably wrap up.
All right. Anyway, quick hashtag goals.
Oh boy. I'm never prepared for this.
I know.
I'm doing pretty well with the sleeping thing. I've been making that a priority. Like, good. I took that day off and I went to bed at 11:30. Like, I fell asleep at 11:30.
Good for you.
Which is super early for me. And then I woke up at like 8 and I was like, oh, it could be like this. but typically I go to bed at like 2 and I wake up at like 10 or 11 if possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm trying to sleep at least like 8.5. 9 or 10 is really my sweet spot.
Me
I wish
too.
It wasn't. Is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Do you need more sleep or less?
I usually try to get at least 6 or 7 hours. On a good night, it's 8.
Yeah.
What am I goal? I don't know. I need to do laundry. That was a goal of mine recently. I also need to start filming shit. I still have been putting that off.
Yeah.
It's the resistance.
The resistance. It's like the nothing from Neverending Story.
Yeah.
That's what the resistance is. It's just like looming in us. Yeah. Mine is just, and this is redundant, but it's honestly just to keep writing comedy every day.
Yes.
Like,
doing good with it?
Yes, I have been. Oh, yes. I can share this. I bought another poster, and we've talked about doing a big girl chart on the podcast and stuff like that. I bought another piece of poster board and took stickies and wrote my jokes, like a different joke on each sticky, and then I put them all up so that I can see them all in front of me, because I feel like that's something
that's great
I struggle with, where I like can't keep them all in one place. Like my notebooks get really crazy looking and just like mad scientist, and it's hard to keep track of everything. So I have all of my jokes in one area now, and it's really great to be able to physically move stickies around and be like, okay, this is what I need to be working on. It's been really helpful.
That's
so
awesome. I love that.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's
how a lot of people write screenplays and stuff. You put each scene on a little, you know, note card. You put it on a big bulletin board, and you can move things around. Like, okay, this needs to happen here. I like that.
Yeah, it's helping me kind of zoom out a little bit. Sometimes I get too zoomed in on like one little part of an act or something, and it's good to see everything. So
yeah, and to see it more regularly.
Yeah.
And my goal is just to keep going with the sleep thing and get this set nailed down so tight, but also not get tired of it, because that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried it's gonna stop working by like the middle of next week or
when when it's like lights, camera, action, you're gonna feel great.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And I figured I waited like the week and a half before. I'm gonna run it like 16-17 times. That's good, right?
I
want it to be on autopilot, but not in a bad way.
It'll be perfect. Fine. And I think another goal you should probably
hit up your mock trial coach. See what he's
married. He's married. I went to his wedding with my college boyfriend, and the next day, me and my college boyfriend broke up.
Oh,
partly because I was like, we do not have that. Such a bummer.
He haunted you.
Yeah.
That mock trial coach. Yeah. All right, you guys, please follow us on social media and subscribe to Self Helpless on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and review. And if you do, we will read it in one of our upcoming episodes. Mm-hmm. Makes us so happy. Thank you very much. All right, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.